What's going down, everybody? It's your boy, Good Life Russ. Y'all know where y'all at, man. The Good Life Podcast, the kickback. Shout out to y'all for another year of tuning into the show, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us with your energy, your presence. This is the second, technically, episode of the year. We back on Monday mornings, though. So good morning to y'all. Hell, fuck it. Good morning any morning you listen to the show, man. There's so many shows up and available to listen to and check out. Just scroll through. You dig? Subscribe, share, scroll through, fuck with us, listen to our old shit, critique it, love it. Do whatever you want to do. Just tap in, you feel me? Come make sure y'all back with me. Every Monday morning of 2020, we dropping some fucking heat, you dig? Rest in peace to Betty White. Rest in peace to the fallen. That was just one of the bigger ones. I'm going to start giving shout-outs to, letting everybody know who done transitioned on so y'all can pay y'all respects. Today, we're going to talk about patience. Patience, 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 patience. We have a whole year, 300-some-plus days. We got a whole year. Don't try to rush through this year in 1 week. Don't try to get through this year in the blink of an eye. Give yourself patience. Give yourself time to allow the week, the day, the month, the year to manifest the way you want it to manifest. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes consistency. And it takes never giving up on your fucking dreams. Never giving up on the thing that you want the most, the thing you feel in your soul, in your heart. It's that ache in your belly. Like, don't give up on that shit. Fuck what people are talking about. Go through some spring cleaning, early spring cleaning. Get rid of motherfuckers on your social media. Delete the people who don't fucking help you grow. Delete the people who aren't putting into your life and your dreams and your goals. You have no more patience for them. You have no more time to be waiting around for someone to show you and treat you how you demand to be treated. The divine way you are is how motherfuckers should be treating you, or get rid of them. They got to go. What they around for? What they around for? These ain't your friends. You don't already seen that for yourself. These people don't want you to win. They're leeches. They want to steal your energy. They want to steal your joy. They want to loiter around. They just want to hang around somebody who got it. They want to hang around somebody who figured it out. They want to hang around somebody who loves themselves because they lack these things. Cut them off. We have no more patience for nonsense. We have no more patience for anchors, for shit that's going to hold us down in life, hold us back. Cut it off. Look for the people who are going to push you up and then give them your patience. Patience is still required, but you can't put a long time into the wrong thing and expect a good outcome. You just wasted your time and you're going to get stuck with the same outcome. You probably was dilly-dallying, fucking dibby-daddling and fucking twiddling your thumbs, you know what I mean, procrastinating about. And now you got to the end of that outcome and you don't even like the desired results? Like, what are we doing? So this is the first year. If this is the first year for you, second year, 10 year, makes no difference to me. If this is the first year, yo, put you first. Have patience for things in your life that are going well, the things that you want to see successful. There is no rush to those things. And if somebody's trying to rush you on an opportunity, they are not a friendly. They're not a friend of yours. They have no good opportunity for you. It's probably beneficial for them. But how does this opportunity benefit you? And you shouldn't feel bad. You shouldn't feel insecure or guilty about looking for what benefits you. That's putting yourself first. You dig? Giving yourself enough time to become successful. But we're not showing grace. We're not showing patience when we got a year plan, a year goal, and we're giving ourselves 2 months. And then get upset at the end of the 2 months when we don't achieve it or obtain it. Like, what? It's not how any of this works. But we'll keep trying over and over and over again at that shitty job and that bad relationship and that fucking neighborhood you don't want to live in, driving that car you don't want to drive. You start that up every day. You do the wrong things consistently because they're easy. It's easy to get out there and do that wrong shit. That's why you was doing it for so long, not because it was fulfilling. Not because you can sustain that growth or work. There is no growth. You're wasting your time. You're waiting for a bus at a bus stop where buses don't come. It's not even a bus stop. But you done told yourself it's a bus stop, and you sitting here waiting on false pretenses and false promises, bro. You're going nowhere. You're going to go nowhere. Figure out where you want to go in life and start inching your ass closer to there. Start crawling to there. When you learn how to walk, walk there. You learn how to run, run. You can fly, fly. Like Martin Luther King said, just keep moving. Just keep going. It doesn't matter how you're moving, at what pace. Move forward, progress. That's growth. It doesn't have to be huge strides and big jumps. It's not being where the fuck you was standing last year, that place you was complaining about, and you didn't want to be no more, but yeah, you still standing there this year, and the next, why? How do you have that much patience for the ill shit going on in your life, but you have no patience for growth? You dig? You have no patience for peace, but we got patience for drama? We got time and energy for drama? And we can't give peace a second look, a second glance? We can't sit in peace for today? I challenge you to do that this year. Sit in peace this year. No bickering and arguing with people. No trying to explain yourself to people who have pretty much fucking this shit got me so hot, y'all. I'm fucking sorry. Like I can't fathom. But we gotta stop protecting these motherfuckers who have committed to misunderstandings. We gotta start explaining ourselves to people who committed to misunderstanding us, you dig? Like, we don't owe nobody no type of explanations for where our life is and where they think it should be. We don't owe nobody no explanation. I am where I'm supposed to be. My life is going how it's supposed to go. So if you're not congratulating on me, you're a hater, you dig? You have nothing else to say. If you're not telling me, you know, how I can educate myself, how I can better myself, how I can become more progressive on my journey, you just talking shit and you just throwing shots and you just motherfucking all, you know, complaining about where I am and jealous about where you not, like, bro, you have no motherfucking grace, bro. You have none. You have all ego and entitlement. And you think something should be happening that's not. That's ego. I don't live like that. I'm grateful for everything that comes my way. I'm grateful for every opportunity, the ones that I see through and the ones that don't benefit me, no longer benefit me, and I part ways from. I'm grateful that I got that opportunity. I'm grateful I get to wake up every day. I'm grateful I get to work hard and push myself. I'm grateful for my creativity, and I get to expand and grow on these things. We all have skills. We just haven't allowed enough time for us to hone in on those skills, for us to, you know what I mean, improve on those skills. We don't give ourselves the time. We in such a rush to be somewhere, we don't even know where the fuck we trying to go. Slow down. Like, listen, this year, slow down. You find yourself rushing because when we fuck up and make mistakes, we're usually rushing. Slow down. Breathe. You dig? Grab yourself, calm yourself, and breathe. And that's the mantra. That's what we're taking into the year. That's all year. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Enjoy y'all's Monday. Work hard. Be great.
Thank you for rocking with the Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. It's your boy, Good Life_Russ. Thank you for tuning in every week. Make sure you hit that subscribe button for us. You can find us on Facebook at Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. And you can find us on Instagram at Good Kickback.